Each of the gospel accounts of the Passion are a little bit unique. They give us the same basic details, but they differ, each one of them, in telling us a few specific things that they want us to know. So one of the unique things about the Passion according to John's Gospel are some of the things that happen right before Jesus dies on the cross. And that this has to do with who is at the foot of the cross. There's some tender moments there at the foot of the cross. There were people, women especially, who accompanied Jesus and were present there at the foot of the cross. This required a lot of bravery on their part. And it's interesting that throughout all of the gospel writers, almost everybody there who's at the foot of the cross is a woman. They're very courageous. Jesus's other friends, who were men, mostly fled. But this group of women, a couple of them are named in John's Gospel today, stayed there at the foot of the cross. And one of the prophecies of the Old Testament that this seems to fulfill is a prophecy from Zechariah. And John mentions it at the end of his Passion account. They will look upon him whom they have pierced. It's a very beautiful prophecy, actually. And if we hear the next couple lines, we also hear a lot of tenderness. They will look upon him whom they've pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and they will grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem will be great. And then the prophecy ends with a word of hope. The prophet continues, on that day a fountain will be opened for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to purify from sin. So it seems like the scriptures are helping us to know what we ourselves should do with the Passion. That it's by our own gazing upon the crucified Lord, feeling sorrow for the sufferings that our sins have caused him, that having tears of mourning as we look at the crucified Jesus, that these become like a healing fountain within us. So this is part of the reason why in every Catholic church you'll look up and you'll see not just a bare cross or an empty cross, but a crucifix, so that we can look upon the one who's been crucified for us and experience sorrow for what happened to him because of our sins. And that very sorrow that we feel becomes a source of healing for us, a place where our own sins are forgiven and healed. So a couple very important people were standing at the foot of the cross that John mentions. One is Mary, his mother, and the other is the beloved disciple. This is St. John himself, the writer of the gospel. And just before Jesus dies, this is only found in John's gospel, this account we just heard. Just before Jesus dies, he looks down at his mother and he says, "Woman, behold your son." He's pointing to the disciple who's standing next to the cross. And then he looks at that disciple and he says, "Behold your mother." Now, whenever we read John's gospel, we read on different levels. So on the most basic level, Jesus is providing for his mother right before he dies, because his mother's a widow, and now she's losing her only child. So there's no one who's going to care for her. So he entrusts her to this disciple so that he will care for her. And in turn, he's giving this most beloved of his disciples a mother who will be able to care for him too. But there's a deeper meaning here as well. So the gospel writer tells us that the beloved disciple takes Mary then into his home. But the literal translation of the Greek is this: he took her into his own. In other words, he takes her into the deepest part of himself. He takes her into his heart. So this Good Friday, brothers and sisters, as we try to figure out how we are supposed to process Jesus' death on the cross, how we're supposed to participate, what we're supposed to do, we can take a cue from those people who accompanied Jesus to all the way to the foot of the cross. First of all, by gazing upon him with love, feeling tears of sorrow for what he's done, knowing that these tears of sorrow bring our healing. That's the first thing. But the second thing is that we can be like the beloved disciple who takes Mary into his heart. The beloved disciple, like unlike the other followers of Jesus, unlike the other disciples, didn't run from the cross, but he accompanied Jesus there. Sometimes we can want to run from our own crosses in life, but we can learn from John to accompany Jesus with his cross. And then we can receive from Jesus his dying wish too, that Mary would become our mother, and that we would be her child, and that we would be cared for by her. Not so much that we would bring Mary into our home in a physical way, but much more profoundly to bring Mary into our very selves, to bring Mary into our heart. Then we too will be able to experience with her Jesus's resurrection.